Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So we're talking about two red wines, both of which are from the Rhone, but one of which is called Vin de France.
Oui.
So it could come from anywhere in France.
But it's not. It's this one is coming from the Rhone. You can also use the term vin de table.
Exactly so. So our first wine is indeed vin de table or a vin de France, and it is called La Chaussinette. It is produced by the brother and sister team of Christine and Danielle Chaussy, and they are located in Orange, France. They must have confidence in their wine because they put their address on it. I think that shows you can visit them and say what you think of their wine. I'll tell you what I think of this wine, which was called La Chaussinette. This is pretty fabulous. This is a Southern Rhone blend of some interesting grapes. And I have to say for, $15? And for vin de table, this is a delight.
We were doing a little research on this wine on the internet, and an European importer deemed this as declassified Châteauneuf du Pape. Now, whether or not that's true, I'm not sure, but I think a case could be made for that.
I think case could be bought for this.
Yes. It is lovely. It has a really nice dark core, a little bit of blackcurrant, spice, leather. Really smooth finish.
Smooth is what I found in this one.
Just elegant. And I would definitely buy a case of this, hands down. In fact, I'm going to race you to the wine store after we're finished taping this morning.
But you would not still be on your feet.
Not if I drank a case of this.
Exactly so. Our second wine is also from the Rhone, and it is a Lirac, which is literally on the other side of the Rhone from Châteauneuf-du-Pape. So
they could wave to...
Exactly. They are Rhone neighbors or Rabers. This is the 2012... Recudon, and what's nice about this is you know exactly who's produced it. Alain Jaume et Fils, Alain Jaume and his sons, and this is probably a Grenache Mourvèdre blend, is my guess. So it's exactly what you'd expect from Lirac, exactly what you'd expect from the Rhone. If you like Côte du Rhône, this is just, I would say, a tad smoother than that.
Yeah, it's a little bit brighter. I liked the hint of lavender in this. It's got a nice herbaceous quality without being green. It's a very, very nice bottle of wine for about $19.
And am I crazy, but don't they grow lavender in the Rhone? Is that not correct?
Sure.
Wow, that's kind of amazing. So, two nice opportunities from the Rhone in France. We were especially taken with La Chaussinette, Vin de France, all of it. The whole country's in there. So, I would...
The best of France in a bottle.
I would definitely go to my wine store and find it. La Chaussinette. We'll put it up on the web. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.